So the Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Roiv beGezel, most people are nichshol in the chet of Gezel. Umiyot ba'arayos, there's a minority of people that are nichshol in the Aveira of Arayas, Vakoil, Belashin Hara, everyone's Lichshon, Lashon Hara, Faith, Vimar, Lashon Hara, Sol Pedaitach, Ella, what it really means is Avak Lashon Hara. The Chidah in this Pesach Inayim, right here on this Gemara, and it's also in Birkei Yosef, right in the beginning of Eben Ezer Simon Chav Hei, he brings a bomb kasha that the Tosis Yontif, in his Pirish on the Tor, not on his Pirish on Mishnayis, in his Pirish on the Tor asks, from this Gemara on a famous Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is in the end of Hilchas Yisurei Biya. It's Perichov Beis Halacha Yotches. The Rambam says as follows: Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifroish min ha-arayos v'habiyos ha-asurois. There's nothing that's more difficult and more challenging for the majority of people to refrain from doing than arayos and bias asuris. Amru chacham, b'shoshen etzav Yisrael arayos. When the Yidden were commanded on the Indian of arayos, bachu, they cried. V'kiblu mitzvah zel betaroymes u'bebchiyah. And they were mekabel the mitzvah, but they did it with fighting, and they were very upset about it, and with crying. Shenem ha-boichel ha-mishpachosav al ishe mishpachos. V'amru chacham, gezel v'arayos, navshoy shal adam, mitzav alehem u'micham dasan. V'ein ata moitze kahal b'chol zman u'zman, she'em b'em prutzen b'arayos u'bebias asuris. You're never going to find the Kahal of Yidden that's not going to have people in it that are putzen ba'arayos and b'biyo yisah asuris. Amru chachamim, roiv b'gezel, umiyot ba'arayos, v'akau avak loshen har. And then the Rambam says, because arayos is such an Indian that it's so difficult for a person to be careful in the fichach, roi lo adam lakuf yitzri b'davazeh, ulahar delatzmi b'kdushi yiseira, etc., etc. And the Rambam gives a whole musa shmuz of how a person is supposed to go about refraining from this aveira. But the lashon of the Rambam is, ein lecha davar b'chol ha-toyra kula, shehu kasha l'roi va'am, elo lifroish minu arayos, v'habiyos ha'as. It's great that Tosfos Yontif. It sounds like from the lashon of the Rambam that the one mitzvah that the roi va'am cannot be pirish from is what? Is arayos. That's the worst. That's the most challenging Indian in the entire Torah. How does it with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, roiv begezel, and only miut be arayos. Sounds like it's just the opposite. It sounds like gezel is the one that's more difficult for a person to refrain from than is arayos. Because it's only roiv begezel, and it's miut be arayos. And just to add insult to injury, the Rambam himself, when he brings this inyan of Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifroish min ha-arayos v'habiyos ha-asuris, he quotes this Gemara in middle of the Rambam's diatribe. He says, Amru chachamim, roiv begezel umiut ba'arayos v'hakol v'avak loshen har. He quotes under the Gemara. So, fake the Tosfos Yontif, I'm not sure how to make sense of this. If Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula shehu kasha l'roi va'am elo lifroish min ha-arayos v'habiyos ha-asuris, so why is it miut ba'arayos? It should be roiv ba'arayos. Right, it seems to be upside down. How do you understand Pashup Shad in this Rambam in light of this Gemara, which the Rambam Poich Kidei Dibur actually quoted? So the Chidah brings this Kasha from the Tosfos Yontif, as mentioned, and he says, I don't understand the Tosfos Yontif's Kasha. Chshenish the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Rambam said that the most difficult inyan for a person to be Meskabarin is Arayas. It's true. He said, but Baruch Hashem, people, they work hard, they halten sich stark, and they're miskaber. And the miskaber, ad kidei kach, the Chazal said, it's only miut ba'arayos. Because roiv yidden are able to be miskaber on this inyan. And it's because of that, it's miut ba'arayos. So it's true. The Rambam, when he says, ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula shehu kasha, he was referring to the challenge. He's referring to the nesoyin. But when the Gemara says, roiv begezel and only miut ba'arayos, the Gemara is going through the analytics. Vos is lemaisa. Lemaisa, it's only miut ba'arayos. And the Chidah says, it's so posh to me that I don't understand that Tosfos Yontif like Tzarichin on the Rambam. It's not a pella at all. And he says it has to be, that's what the Rambam meant, because the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Toich Kedei Dibur. So what? The Rambam, there's no other mahalach of how you're supposed to understand the Gemara. It's posh, that's what's going on over here. The truth is that if you look at the Rashbam on the Gemara, Roiv Begezel, it's the first line on Daf Kuf Samachay Amar Aleph. The Rashbam says, Roiv Begezel, Roiv Bnei Adam Chashudin Ala Gezel, Ke'en Gezel, Shemoirin Lehetera B'masa U'B'matin, La'akiv Ish, Me'reva Charoi Loi L'Chaveira. The Rashbam says, the reason it's Roiv Begezel, it's not so much The taiva of real gzela is so overwhelming that they can't overcome it. It's more related to a meira heter. Meaning it could be be'etzin, mitzada, taiva. Of course, arayas is more chamer than gzela. But the nekuda over here is the fact. The nekuda over here is the fact that people are meira heter. That people are meira heter when it comes to gzela as opposed to when it comes to arayas, and that's why the way it plays itself out, lemaisa, is as if it's roiv begezel, and it's only mit b'arayas. So as it relates to the yitzra d'arayas, just one ha'ara, this is all behemshech, me'inyan le'inyan ba'ois le'inyan, and that is, the Marsha, right here on this Gemara, he asks a kushin of flaw. This Marsha is half of a fella, and I just want to be mocked in that I've heard this Marsha many times over the years from Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Weinberg. He always talks about this Marsha with different Hoysophis. But so we've gone through this Marsha together. But the point is the Marsha asks that the Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Kuf Samech Dal Ramad Beis, Omer Rav Amram Omer Rav, Sholesh Aveirois, Ein Odom Nitzol Mehem Bechol Yoin. Hir Raveira, Ve'ion Tfil of Alashon Har. Just read the words. And when we went through the Daf, we read these words. Carefully, right? There are three averos, ein, odom, nitzel, mehem, b'chol yom. There are three averos that there's no person in the world that could be nitzel from every single. That means if you're a person and you're alive, you're going to be over these three averos. Here are avero, v'ein tefila, v'loshen har. Freit Marsha, if that's the case, so why are we even trying? So what's this all about? Shalosh averos, ein, odom, nitzel, mehem, b'chol yom. And he says, not just that. So you have no bechira, basically. So if you have no bechira, so how could it even be an avera? Right, an avera is something. I have bechira, to do it or not to do it. Teretz is you have, this is the way it is. So if this is the way it is, then what does that even mean? And more than that, it sounds bechira like you have no bechira. So the Marsha says a dover nifla. This is mamash a dover nifla adamoid. But I just want to be mocked in the dover nifla of the Marsha with a very, very well-known Arachaim HaKadosh. It's also an Arachaim HaKadosh we've spoken about many times over the years. Of the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Chiddush. The Arachaim HaKadosh is in Parshas Achrimois. It's right in the beginning of the Parsha of the Arayas. So the Parsha of Arayas is mentioned in the Torah twice. It's in Parshas Achrimois and it's in Parshas Kedoshim. And the preface to the Parsha in Parashas Achrimos is as follows. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Dabra b'nei Yisrael. Va'amarta aleim. Ani Hashem alikechem. Kamaisi eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem ba loy sasu. Ukamaisi eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shomo loy sasu. Ubechuka yiseyem loy seylecho. And the Arachaim asks a bunch of kashas, ayin sham, a lot of diktukim, but high level, in one word, the Arachaim HaKadosh is bothered. Why this fancy introduction to the Parsha of Arayas? Dabra b'nei Yisrael b'yamartam aleihem, ani Hashem alekeichem, k'mayis eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo loisasu, u'k'mayis eretz Kenan asher ani mevi eschem shomo loisasu. Ayer, just tell him what you want to tell him and tell him. Why do you need this whole akdom? That's what's bothering the Arachaim HaKadosh. So just a few excerpts. Zok to Arachaim, hine yoduahu. Ki kol mitzvah is asher tziva Hashem la'am kedoshoi. Every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded His holy nation, hey mitzvah sheyochel adam lamid behem, are mitzvahs that a person is able to withstand. V'yata atzmoi el harotzin la'soysom. And he can somehow get himself to a place where he's going to want to do these mitzvahs. With one exception. Zulas mitzvahs prishes ha'arayas. Hu davar shenavshe shel adam mechamdoson v'oinastay aleyem la'soysom. The Indian of Arayas is something that it's impossible for a person to get himself to a place where he's going to have total control over his cheshek and over his rotzen. Zulas bis atzmar hachok ashnei dvar me'ad. Unless he's able to refrain from two things. Meaning, if he's never going to see anything that's related to Arayas, or he's never going to think a thought that's related to Arayas, then shnei elu lo yasa. But let's say he won't be able to ever not see something he's supposed to not see, or not think something he's supposed to not think. Ein adam shalit beruach zelech aloysam imenu. This person will not be able to be shalit on the ruach of this Yetzahara, ki choshuay tiyalay harchokas hergishar us bedavar, hagam sheyarchuk bechinas achoyshev, etc., etc. This is something that's going to be impossible. So I'm skipping a lot. Ubezen novoy elabir. Hine, ha'odin Hashem tzvokois, nischakim betzavois mitzvazu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very wise when he commanded this mitzvah. V'dibe neged Yetzahara, and he specifically talked to the Yetzahara. Sheyoyma, the Yetzahara is going to tell a person, heich yochel enoish tivi, limshol betavosoy, Asher hiyoy nastoy. Dober zehu muslim mehadas. Sheikhayev Hashem shmirosoy lakol bashvo. I don't understand how every person can have a mitzvah of arayas. Meaning, bishloima someone that never saw something he's not supposed to see. Or bishloima someone who never thought something he's not supposed to think. Beseder, he has a mitzvah of arayas. It's possible. But any other person, any mortal, that's lived life a little bit, he's been nichshol on some level. And if that's the case, Ein adam shalit beruchay lemnoya me'atz mecheshek. How is this even possible? Is valzen ischaven Hashem benoyim divrei elokim chayim. It's to that we have the akdama to the parish of Arayis. V'omar k'maisi eretz Mitzrayim asher yeshaft. Pirish. Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael. He says, "Agam sheyeshavtem b'mokim shanoshel b'nei zlunim." You're coming out of Mitzrayim right now. Mitzrayim, we know, was shtufei zima. You can imagine what the Yidden were exposed to when they lived in Egypt. It's impossible that you've not been put through the ringer on some level where you thought things that you're not supposed to think. That in Yeshiva El Akova, you were there, you were literally there. I'm giving you the mitzvah of Arayas anyways. That you shouldn't follow the ways that they did. And the same is true, even though you're going to Eretz Canaan, and you're going to be exposed again. I don't care. I'm giving you the mitzvah anyways. But how's that possible? But preempting the fact that a person is going to say this doesn't make any sense, here's the punchline. It's for that reason Hashem said, "Dabra al bnei Yisrael, v'omarta aleihem, ani Hashem elokeichem." Ki hein emes b'mina nushi zuas Yisrael yeshnoi b'taynazu. Ki lo yimotzei b'koichem l'mnoya oitzem cheshkoi mimeno. It's true, an ordinary person can't control himself in terms of this inyan. And it's poshut that at some point in his life he's going to be nichshol. Masha ein kein atam b'nei Yisrael. But you're Jews and you're different. You know why you're Jews? Litzad heyoisi Hashem alekeichem. Because I am your God. V'yasoga elokus. And because of that you have different hasogas. And b'koyach aleki. And with that koyach that you have, that ani Hashem alekeichem, yenutzach koyach hativi agashmi. You'll be able to overcome your koyach hativi agashmi. Ki atzura. Because the spiritual, Tishloit Bachoymer, is going to overwhelm the physical. Kishayaskim Ish Yisrael is Tabak, Bashem Aleko, Yishloit Betiva, he's going to be able to be Shailat in his Teva. So says Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, you want to know why the Hakdama? Because without this Hakdama, it doesn't make any sense. Because based on the physical nature of a person, yeah, to have a cheshek to put on tefillin, and to have a cheshek to say kriyashma, and to even have a munah, and to do different things, beseder. Oh, but the inyan of arayas is different, and it's something that once a person gets sucked in, it's very hard for him to get out. And every person on some level has been exposed. So how's it shayach? Yeah, you want to tell me someone's living somewhere beseder? Oh, but the Klal Yisrael wasn't there, because Klal Yisrael was coming from Mitzrayim and they were going to Canaan. So how are they supposed to have the mitzvah? You know what the answer is? It's the first pasuk in the parash of Arayas. Dabro b'nei Yisrael, gai retzid yidin, v'mar taleim, and tell them, ani Hashem Elokeichem. You have a spiritual component to you. You have a You have an neshama, and being that you have an neshama, you're shaykh to it. You know why? Because hatsura tishloit b'chomer, and kishiyaskim mish Yisrael istabik b'Hashem Elokai yishloit petiva. This is the Rechaim HaKadosh. Going back to the Mashal. Talk to Mashal. The Gemara says, Omrav Amram Omarav, Sholesh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem B'chol Yoy. There are three Averis that a person cannot save himself from. Here are Avera, Ian Tefila V'Lashon Hara. Dr. Mashal, it's true. An Adam, a man, someone that's earthy, someone that's Min HaAdama, someone that is a person that lives in the world of Chaymer, Ein Adam Nitzel Behem B'chol Yoyim. Hir Aveira, Ein Tefila, Lashon Hara, it's impossible. Don't even try. You're wasting your time. It's not possible. You can't. You will not be able to overcome the Yetzirah. You're going to be nichshol. Ein adam nitzel mehem b'chol yon. He said, but a yid has the ability to lift himself above the level of simply being an adam. Adam is also called Adam because Adam mele elyon. We're made men alyonim and we're made men atachtoinim. We have a chaymer, but we also have a tsura. We have a spiritual aspect to us also. And a yid has the ability to lift himself above the chaymer and he can become tsura. He become a malach. He quotes the Gemara Chagiga, Marav doyme lemalach Hashem tzvok kizivakish teir mipiyu. Every single yid on some level could be a malach. It's true. If you see yourself as a regular frail human, you're vulnerable, and there's averus, grace averus, then ein adam nitzel behem b'chol yon. And if you stay in that status of adam, that's where you're going to be. But the koyach of a yid is adam el elyon. A yid has the capacity to lift himself above and beyond the madrega of simply being an adam. He can become a malach. He can take his chaymer, but he can submerge it with tzura. Because Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and because he has that koyach, that capacity of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's the Eitzah. If a person goes through life, I'm a mensch, there's people, there's 7 billion people in the world, I'm just another one of them, you're dead. D-O-A. Dead on arrival. You don't stand a fighting chance. The mahalach is for a person to lift himself above. It's to be Adam El Elyon. It's to strive for something bigger. On some level, shtel zechtzu tani Hashem Elokeichem. Try to live a life of elikus. Live a dehoibin 11, a hecher 11. If a person taps into that, that's the Eitzah. That's how you overcome it. And you know what the Aveira is? The Aveira, says the Marsha, is that a person who stays in the status of Adam, and he doesn't try to be Adam El Elyon. That's the Aveira that the Gemara is referring to. That is the Sholish Aveirois of Ein Adam Nitzam V'Chayim. You're right, if you stay Adam, it's not an Aveira because you almost don't even have Bechira. The Aveira is, we expect more from you. You're a Yid. A Yid has to understand that he has the Koyach to be Adam El Elyon. And that's the Eitzah, that's what separates. That's Lahavdol Ben Yisrael La'am. And the Marshal says, that's the Oymek of Atem Kriyam Adam. Ve'ein Umay Sa'olam Kriyam Adam. We have Adam. They're the Adam Mino Adama. They're that aspect, Efer Dam Mara, like the Gemara says. That aspect of Adam they have, but they don't have Adam El Elyon. That's something that the Yid has. The Yid is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He has the Koyach of Adam El Elyon. That's the Eitzah. That's the way a Yid is supposed to go through life. We will stop here and Be'ezus Hashem pick up more raid on this classic Gemara tomorrow.